Hi, my name is Julianne Mitchell. I'm 46 years old and I'm from Whitehaven, and I've been living with HIV for nearly 20 years. I am the treasurer for Eyes Open, which is a steering group of people that come together across the northeastern Cumbria to break down stigma and discrimination and to promote the U equals U message. Alongside that, I also work for Blue Sky Trust, which is a registered charity which supports people living with HIV in the northeast and Cumbria. Firstly, I would like to start by saying thank you very much for listening to me today, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background of me and why I'm doing this today. So when I was asked to record oral histories for you guys to listen to, I jumped at the chance. Like I said earlier, I've been living with HIV for nearly 20 years, and it's really, really important for me and key for me to educate people, to break down stigma and discrimination, but also to get the message out there that HIV does not discriminate and it can impact and affect anybody. People still have a mindset that it's only a certain group of people that are at risk of HIV, being the gay community or drug users or promiscuous people and things like that, which is really, really, really not the case. And all that type of information has impacted on more stigma in the community over the years. And that's why it was really key for me as a woman living with HIV that I wanted to talk to you about my story and to say, hey, this is not the facts. This is not the case. Anybody who has unprotected sex is at risk to a certain degree of HIV. It can be your mum, it can be your dad, it can be your grandma, it can be your sister, it can be your brother. It doesn't just impact on a certain group of people. And I think that's what was key for me to be doing this oral history today, for you to say it happened to me. I was very young. I was in a relationship at the time, and I did not know that the ex-partner at the time had HIV, and he wasn't engaging in HIV services and medications that I was told about, so it made him infectious. And obviously I was having a relationship with him, I was having unprotected sex with him, and it was some years later, when I became ill, that I was finally diagnosed with HIV, which is obviously was a bit of a shock. So that was a little bit of background there about me. So it happened to me, and I always think, if it could happen to me, I didn't do anything wrong. Do you know what I mean? And we know what people think, like I mentioned there before, about your promiscuous or drug users. That really, really isn't the case. And so I think as a woman, a white British woman, I'm just wanting to educate people that it can happen to anybody. So please, if you do feel like you could, and if it's something you wanted to do, please do go and get a HIV test. We've got fantastic services in the northeastern Cumbria that do confidential spaces to have a test done. So yeah, that was a little bit there that why I was really, really doing this, just to try and break down the stigma. So talking about stigma, over the 20 years, I've experienced quite a lot of stigma, actually. Not more family and friends. My family and friends have been amazing from day one, very, very supportive. But more around other health professionals I've found outside the HIV field that has been the most stigmatizing to me, for things like, so I've always, as a person, for my own health and everybody else's health around, if people are doing tests and things for me, for them as well, is to always disclose my HIV status. And I thought, for me, not everybody has to do that, but for me, that's always been a key thing. So over the years, I've experienced stigma from maybe just going for a smear. I was once refused some dental treatment. GPs have always just, if I've gone to the GP about, I don't know, something like I've just got a bad cold or a flu, they just automatically assumed it was because of the HIV and stuff like that. Not that that was stigmatized, but they always just pinpointed it, or it's because you've got HIV, really, without them knowing the full facts, maybe, and things. So there's a lot of work to be done to still educate other NHS professionals. So that's obviously what Eyes Open are all about. So yes, stigma, it can be devastating, it can be upsetting, it can make you feel terrible about yourself. And I think it's just really, really upsetting. And I've obviously, in a time of my life now, 20 years old and in my 40s, I'm a little bit more thick skinned, and I can take the stigma as such. But I just always feel for all these other people that we've got in our community in the North East and Cumbria that are living with HIV, that maybe don't have that voice to speak out about things. So that's another reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. So yeah, there is still a lot of stigma. I've still got a lot of way to go. So you attending this event today and listening to my oral history is going to support that work. So thank you very much. I'd also just like to say, about 3 years ago, I met my amazing husband. We got married in November 2022. He's HIV negative. And he's always been very supportive, and I love him very much. And that was an amazing thing to happen for me as well, especially living with HIV. So moving on, we've covered a little bit about me, covered a little bit about the stigma and discrimination. But now I'd really like to talk about another amazing thing, which is U equals U. So what is U equals U? So basically, when you're diagnosed with HIV, if you've been HIV positive for a long time before your diagnosis, what have you, what happens is the virus, which we call the viral load, increases in your body. So it goes up and up and up. And all the time that the viral load is increasing, it attacks your immune system. So the viral load is going up. And what happens is your immune system starts to be impacted, and your immune system's dropping all the time. And that's when you can become ill with different things to do with HIV and things like that. So this is why it's really important to go and get a HIV test. Because if you're diagnosed with HIV, you are put on medication straight away, which is fantastic. And just a big shout out for our amazing NHS and sexual health and HIV services across the North East and Cumbria as well. We've got fantastic services. Anyways, you put on your medication, and the idea is you go on your medication. What happens is the medication is so amazing now, completely different to what it was in the 80s. We've come a long way with lots of different drugs that can support and keep you well with HIV. And what happens is the viral load will start to decrease in your body, in your blood, to so little viral load in your body to undetectable levels, which means U equals U. If you've got an undetectable viral load, it equals it's untransmittable. So if you're HIV positive, you go on your meds, you get an undetectable viral load, that means that you cannot pass on HIV at all to your sexual partners, so you can have unprotected sex, which is an amazing thing. As a relationship, like with me and my husband, we have unprotected sex, and he's at no risk of catching HIV for me. So that's another really amazing thing that we want to shout about today at our events. So please support us with breaking down stigma and discrimination, and also support us with our U equals U message. Please tell everybody about it, because that does play a huge part in breaking down the stigma as well. Because basically, if you're HIV positive now, it cannot be passed on, and that's an amazing thing. And lastly, I'd just like to say thank you very much again for listening to me today. And remember, if you do feel like you can and you want to, please do go and get that HIV test. Thank you very much now. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.